Now when we come down here to verse 4, we just have a list of individuals given. And it's wonderful, they're recorded in the book of life. I'm not going to read the verse because it's just an exercise in pronunciation. And very candidly, someone has raised with me the question about pronunciation of these Old Testament names. I do not think you can be dogmatic. Now, you may have a self-pronouncing Bible, and I use one too, I'm very frank to confess, and I attempt to follow it. But I think that you can't be dogmatic. No one can be. And that's the reason there is a difference in pronunciation that's given by different ones of these words here. But these are individuals known only to God, and they're going to be rewarded someday, the fact that they helped build a wall of Jerusalem. But notice verse 5. It says, "And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of the Lord." Now, these nobles, they thought they were too good to do this type of work. Or they may have had some other excuse. They had lily white hands, and they didn't think lifting those stones in the walls of Jerusalem. And friends, if you've seen those stones in the walls of Jerusalem, you marvel at these individuals, and you sort of maybe have a little sympathy for the nobles of the Tekoites. They just wouldn't put their necks to the work. You know, it took a lot of manpower to move those stones, and there was a lot of grunting and groaning. And there were a lot of sore backs and sore hands, sore feet. And in fact, they were just sore all over from this. And these nobles, they just thought they were too good for that type of work. And anyway, they were shirkers. And they fell down on the job. And they were right next to the fish gate. And that's where you're to be a witness. And they were not witnesses for God at all. I don't know about you, I'd sure hate to have been in that group. I'd hate to have it recorded in the eternal word of God that I didn't do what he called me to do. And there are a great many today, I'm afraid, in the church that are not doing what God's called them to do. Now, they're saved. We're not discussing salvation. I hope you understand that. I'll go along. They're saved. But my, they're not doing anything. They're not serving him. And the writer to the Proverbs, in Proverbs 11:26 says, "He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him." It's a terrible thing to hold back the word of God. My friend, have you ever stopped to think of this? Read this verse carefully again. "He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him." Now, we are told that there'll be certain people that in eternity, they're going to rise up as children and call him blessed. And I think there are going to be people who will rise up in hell and curse some folk who went to heaven because they withheld corn from them. "He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him." Now, today some people are withholding corn. The word of God is the corn, and they're withholding it from those that are hungry. He said, "Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men." We're going to get in his will today. Somewhere along the line, friends, we're going to be involved in a movement that's getting out the word of God. No one of us can do it. We just have to have a whole lot of help in getting it out.